Blog Talk Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so telling about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
Couldn't get it to turn off. What do you think of that? All right, I got to play this little lady. She covers a lot of news that I can't find, and I haven't seen this. So, but she's usually 100% right.
Hey everyone, welcome back to my channel. My name is Hillary Hill. Thank you for joining me. All right, I have a very, very big update, and I think you guys are going to appreciate this. If this doesn't interest you, for either currently or in the future, please share this with someone that it might affect, because I know we all will be using this. All right, let me get you the details. What do you think I'm talking about here?
First of all, I don't even know if anybody can hear it. I forgot to find out. We got people in the switchboard. If you'd like to let me know if you could hear this or not, I would appreciate it before I keep playing it. I can hear it in my headphones real well. That doesn't mean you're hearing it. So we'll just wait. Dun, dun, dun. We will just wait. That's what we'll do. We'll just play some songs.
Well, I got home and the door was locked. Then I tried to ring the bell. I found a little bitty note that she had wrote telling me to go to hell. I crawled in the window, I got inside, she kicked me in the balls and then I cried. Called me a name, said I lied, kicked me again and I thought I died. Took my clothes, set them on fire and hit me with her curling iron. I tried to block it with my watch and then she kicked me in the crotch again. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend. Well, I tried to tell her, but she didn't care. Things weren't what they seemed. She had a pan on the stove full of boiling water, and my nads would soon be steamed. I tried to run, scream for help. She hit me in the nerves with the rhinestone belt. It was like nothing that I ever felt. I thank God I wasn't wearing a kilt. She grabbed a bat from beneath the bed. She swung it once, and then she missed my head. She reared back, swung it again, and then she hit me in the twins again. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend. Yeah, today's an awful day. Hey, my boys won't be the same. Yeah, today's the day my wife met my girlfriend.
All right. Lorianne, would you call in real quick and tell me if you can hear this tape? What the hell is that? Let me know if you can hear this tape, because I got people on the switchboard. They ain't pushing one, And I need to know before I start playing anything if the damn thing can be heard. And it's important to us retirees, old cadgers, whatever the hell we are, keep my voice. See, I got to get off the switchboard to go to another, I can't tell you where, this so it'll play, because YouTube will not let me play clips anymore unless I do it this way. Until they find out, that's the way I'm going to do it. But I don't know if you can hear it now or not. All right. Oh, that might be Adrian. Adrian, is that you?
Yes, it is. And yes, I could hear it.
You could hear it. Oh.
Yes,
well,
I could. Yeah.
Thank you, Lorianne, for calling in. Oh, you were just a little bit late here. Adrian, beat to the drum. Okay, let me play that because this is important as a retiree.
Can't hear it now, though.
You can't hear that?
Nope, not now.
I'll
I was
be
hearing
good.
It before.
No. No. Hold on, I know what I did. I did it. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
I know what I screwed up. Hang on. Here we go. We're going to do this again. This is Hillary Hill. And here we go.
Hillary Hill, thank you for joining
yes.
me. All right, I have All a right. very, very big update, and I think you guys are going to appreciate this. If this doesn't interest you, either currently or in the future, please share this with someone that it might affect, because I know we all will be using this. All right, let me get you the details. What do you think I'm talking about here? Social Security. Social Security announces biggest payment hike in 40 years. Here's when you'll get it. The Social Security Cost of Living Adjustment, which is COLA, C-O-L-A, will be 8.7% for 2023, the highest increase in 40 years, according to a Thursday announcement from the Social Security Administration. That increase tops the 5.9% adjustment that was implemented in 2022, which at the time was the highest in decades amid surging inflation. The last time the Social Security Administration announced the higher COLA was in 1981, when an 11.2% increase was issued. And in 1980, it was increased by a massive 14.3%, data shows. Medicare premiums are going down and Social Security benefits are going up in 2023, which will give seniors more peace of mind and breathing room. This is from the Social Security Administration head, Kilolo Kijakazi, who said that in the statement. This year's substantial Social Security cost of living adjustment is the first time in over a decade that Medicare premiums are not rising and shows that we can provide more support to older Americans who count on the benefits they have earned. The agency announces its COLA increases every October and ties them to the release of consumer price index data, a key metric for inflation. On Thursday, the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics released the data for September, showing the CPI was up 8.2% year over year. The increase will bolster retirees' monthly payments by more than $140 per month on average for 2023. Those increased benefits start going out in January of next year, January 2023. The 8.7% cost of living adjustment will begin with benefits payable to more than 65 million Social Security beneficiaries in January 2023. Increased payments to more than 7 million beneficiaries will begin on December 30th, 2022. It said noting that some people receive both Social Security and supplemental security income. The average monthly Social Security retirement benefit payment rise by around $146 from around $1,681 to $1,827, according to the American Association of Retired Persons, an interest group that focuses on issues affecting people over the age of 50.
Oh.
All right, so then the article goes into how much. So Thursday's adjustment will raise the average retirement benefit by exactly $144.10 to $1,656 on average, Senior Citizens League policy analyst Mary Johnson told Barron's. All right, so will the COLA be enough to keep up with inflation? It's too early to say, she said, referring to whether price pressures will persist through 2023. It depends on what inflation is going to do from October onwards. Whether or not the COLA keeps pace with inflation, Joanne Jenkins, the chief executive of AARP, said in a statement that the guaranteed benefits provided by Social Security are more crucial than ever, as high inflation remains a problem for older Americans. The automatic adjustment is an essential part of Social Security that helps ensure the benefit does not erode over time due to rising prices. Jen Jenkins said that Congress needs to work to protect and strengthen Social Security for the long term, adding that millions of Americans work hard throughout their lives to earn their benefits, and Social Security is a promise that must not be broken. We urge leaders in both parties to work together to protect Social Security for years to come. The stakes are too high for anything less. Yes, I agree.
Well, we got to send it all to Ukraine, you know.
Once again, let me just reiterate the most important part. Social Security cost of living adjustment will be 8.7% for 2023, the highest increase in 40 years.
Okay, we know that. Okay. Too bad. I'll take it. I will take it. Whatever it will be, I'll take it. How about you, Adrian? You'll take it, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We deserve it. We earned it.
Oh, yes, for sure.
You bet your
And then the Medicare is going down $10.
Yeah, that's the pay going up and Medicare goes down. That's unusual. That's very unusual.
It's unusual, but it should never have increased in the first place.
I don't know anything. I don't follow that like you do.
Yeah, well, Medicare came about in the middle 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been paying into it all this time. If they would just use it for what it's intended for instead of taking monies out.
That's right.
That's where the problem comes in.
Yep, and it started with President Johnson that had to support the and pay for the war in Vietnam, and he took IOUs out, and every president after him did the same thing. It didn't matter if it was Republican or Democrat.
That's correct. And, you know, how do you take an IOU out and don't put it back?
I don't know.
That's the part that gets me.
Like Rand Paul said, here's a whole lockbox full of IOUs in there. And that's all that's
right
in there.
They print up money for everything else. Print up some money and put it back in there.
You're damn right. I just read again that they're sending, $771 million back over to Ukraine to help them with security and everything. Have you heard about a stimulus check at all? I haven't heard this.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've been a little busy here lately, so.
Well, I know you have. I know you have. Let me, let's hear what she's got to say about this 2022 stimulus update.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome back to my channel. My name is Hillary Hill. Thank you for joining me. Okay, I have a very exciting and potentially shocking update to give you guys. This is regarding stimulus checks. There are more stimulus checks coming out. So let me give you all of the details and what you need to do and what you need to know. All right. Before I jump into that, please check out my links down below. I would love for you to check out my Locals channel. I have exclusive Locals-only videos over there. I have a Rumble channel. I post a lot of videos over on Rumble. I have my Telegram account. I have my Patreon account if you'd like to support me in my endeavor.
This woman's got every account you can think of, but she's good.
Yes.
She is a little sweetheart, her and her husband. I just had a baby. She is a soft-spoken little girl.
First of creating videos for you guys. Thank you so much for all of you that already do. And thank you for those of you that will be signing up soon. All right, let me get to this article. Okay, so last time I made an update, there was 17 states that are coming out with more stimulus checks. Now there's 18. So let me give you these 18 states. So with little immediate relief from the federal government to respond to record inflation, 18 states are sending or have already sent payments to taxpayers. And while some of these payments are for hundreds of dollars, they're unlikely to have a big impact on inflation. Plans focused on specific sectors or groups, such as gas cards or disbursements based on income thresholds, in theory, could help ease the pain caused by prices of specific goods or services without putting as much pressure on prices more broadly, says Andrew Patterson, senior international economist at Vanguard. Here's how state governments plan to bring taxpayers relief in a world of surging prices. Okay, so I'm going to read out the states and the amount that they will be giving out. These 18 states have been approved, and the tax rebates are starting to flow out to their residents. So here are those states. Alaska, $3,200 in payments. California, up to $1,050. Colorado, $750. Delaware, $300. Florida, $450. Georgia, $250. Hawaii, $300. Idaho is sending out $75. Wow, Idaho. Or 12% of your 2020 Idaho state taxes, depending on which one's greater. Illinois, $50 and $300, depending on your individual income tax rebate or your property tax rebate. Indiana, $325. Maine, $850. Minnesota, $750 for frontline workers only. New Jersey, $500. New Mexico, $500. Oregon, direct payments of $600. Rhode Island, $250 rebate per child. Okay, so this one's just out there for the children. South Carolina, rebate checks of up to $800. Virginia, $250. Now there's also a second group. This is the pending state gas rebate and stimulus program. So while not yet approved by their state lawmakers, four states have introduced legislation for gas rebates, direct stimulus check payments, and grocery tax cuts and income tax rebates for the residents. So these states are Kentucky, Montana, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. So there are a lot of different rules for each of these states. I will get into those in a later video. That one's going to be a long one. There's a lot to read and go through for you guys, but if you want to hear more information, please leave a comment down below. I'd love to answer any.
All right. Yeah, of course, Michigan's left off there. That's good. We must be doing good, Adrian.
We must not be doing too bad.
No, I was hoping some of these older people get some relief. You know, we get, how many times you read in the paper in Michigan about an old person they find frozen in their home because they couldn't afford the heat.
And yeah.
This year is going to be bad.
But people also have to take the initiative to call certain places. I mean, they have the thaw. You can call DTE. They have programs, Consumers Energy. They have programs for seniors where they will not turn a senior's heating off in the winter.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So, you know, you can't just sit there and say, oh, woe is me.
Well, I know that there's a lot of them, you know, that don't know how to do that or won't do that. I don't know why.
That's true.
And
that's
a lot of them,
some of it.
Yeah, and a lot of them are selling their medicine.
That's sad.
Selling their damn medicine so they can eat. And I don't know what's going to happen now. Well, everything's going up. Let me get Bianchi on here. And Lorianne. Bianchi, Lorianne, you're here.
Howdy doody doo.
Howdy doody doo.
Is that Adrian out here?
Yeah,
that's Adrian. She was woke tonight. So.
Hey, it's Adrian, y'all.
You didn't dye your hair purple, did you?
Yeah, I do have a meeting tomorrow, but I'm woke tonight for a while.
All right. We'll put you to sleep. Don't worry.
Well, Adrian, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. And you?
I'm doing just fantastic, man. I tell you, everything's working very well on me still. I can still piss across the room, so I guess that's good.
Yeah.
No,
that's a blessing.
Here.
How often do you test your ability to do that?
Yeah, well, you have to test it once in a while. Come on.
Yeah.
You never know when a stone's going to roll in there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a terrible thing there.
It ain't a funny thing.
It was good to hear Joe's voice last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he called in on Sunday.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He decided to make a show for himself, huh?
No, he wanted me to tell everybody. I was in the green room with him. And he said, you know, he's been very busy on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that'll be over soon, I think he said. But tell everybody hi, and everything's well. He's at night, I guess he's doing something. I don't know what it is. I didn't
That's
ask.
Good.
Go ahead.
Good to know
he's
doing fine.
Me. He's cheating on me. I know it.
I told him you were going to beat his ass.
Good. He should be in fear.
Yeah. Well, he wants to give you a spanking, so I guess you got to. I ain't going to get involved with that.
I'll give him an even harder spanking.
Well, there you go. A match made in heaven right there. Match made in heaven. Oh.
Yeah, Laurie, I gave I attended a meeting and gave that information to a gentleman. And I was sitting there. I was early. I like to be early all the time. So I'm sitting there on the bench. I see this guy walking down toward me with a notepad in his pocket. In his hand. I said, this guy must be important. Let me ask him. I said, hey, pardon me, sir. Are you with COS? Oh, yes, I am. How are you? I said, I'm fine. He said, I remember seeing you last time. Yeah, I was here last time. Then I went to talking. And he sat down. I told him some stories and had him going there real good. Kind of had some tears in his eyes. I said, well, you know, I got a friend of mine. I never met her. They're up in Oregon. I told them your story. And I said, could you take this information that she was in correspondence with the person there for COS in Oregon and they never got with? He said, sure. get it to somebody. And we went on to talking and talking, and I had him going. He said, you know what? I'll make sure personally that this gets up there to work. I said, that sounds great, sir. That sounds very good. So, anyway, he's going to personally make sure.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning
it.
I'm still pretty baffled, you know. And it's not, you know, the volunteers that, you know, failed in this. This is, you know,
mm-hmm.
I looked up the person that I was supposed to interview with, and, you know, she's the HR director.
Yeah.
So it's. You know, pretty surprising.
I said, this is the person that you want to have on your team. You know, it kind of reminded me of the story of John the Baptist. He said, with this I baptize you with water, but one would come after me that would baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's just who this woman is. She's good for that organization.
There you
Man,
go. John the Baptist also said, what the hell are you talking about? Poor John the Baptist one. He wants us to know what the hell you're talking about. There's other people
Lord.
Here. are you
well,
trying
I definitely
to...
appreciate you bringing it up to him and saying some kind words about me and I hope you conveyed that, you know, I'm definitely a supporter for the cause and you know, I believe that it's needed and stuff, so I don't have angst against, you know, the organization itself. I continue to share on my page once in a while, Convention of State News, whenever it comes through my feed and that kind of thing, and I'm not going to stop doing that just because of this happened.
I would suggest
that they get a new HR director.
Is this a job kind of thing?
Yeah, it was for the Convention of States was looking for a full-time IT support person. And so I applied for the HR director scheduled me for an interview, an initial phone interview. I said, great. You know, this was a couple weeks ago. I said, great, wonderful. I suggested a time. And then she got back to me, and I said, okay, book it. And then she sent me the meeting invite, which I replied back, yes, I'll attend. And then the day came. I'm sitting here on time, actually a couple minutes early, waiting for a phone call. And phone call never came. And I emailed her after waiting for about 5 minutes. I emailed her asking, you know, hey, did our lines get crossed or something? You know, here's my phone number. In case you're digging for it, I'm ready and waiting. No reply. And then a half hour went by, and then I replied back again asking if we can reschedule. I didn't know what happened. I even joked a little bit, and, you know, Monday being a Monday, because the interview was scheduled for a Monday.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. And, and then I pointed out that there might have been a glitch because on my end, it showed
Lord.
That I hadn't responded, but then it said that I had responded. It was weird. Anyway, so that's what happened.
Did you ever get to talk to the person? Are you ever going to get to that part of it? Or did you get to talk to them?
Nope.
No,
no response to either of my emails, nothing.
So
were
this,
you listening to my story, Donnie? I told you.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but she's got me so damn confused. She says the same thing 15 different ways, and I'm trying to follow what the hell she's saying. You know
that.
She's a woman.
I got this guy on the ball. He's going to do it.
I'm glad to hear that. I hope so.
And you know what? I see him next time. If he don't do it, oh, baby, is he going to be in trouble?
There's some stuff happening.
I'll keep an eye out in my email to see if I get anything from them. So.
That'd be good. I hope so. LSU 42, Florida 21. And I don't know what quarter. No, going into the fourth. I just thought I'd bring that up. Go ahead, kid. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Still
here.
On it. I didn't mean to put a damper on the whole conversation. I just wanted Pianki to know LSU.
I was trying to add up the numbers you was putting out there.
Yeah, I know. It's over my head, too. Okay. All right. So where do we go from here? Somebody sent me
Well, I did want to comment on the Social Security increase. I just sent an article your way in our group chat. Don't get too excited over it. Because here's where the government is going to be scamming you, okay? So you get all excited about the Social Security increase.
Uh-oh.
But here's the thing. They did not also increase the threshold so that income won't be taxable. So what's going to happen is since they didn't increase the threshold for taxable income, then with this increased benefit, you could, and a lot of people are going to find themselves owing taxes on that Social Security income because now they're going to go over that threshold. So it becomes taxable. So that's where they're scamming you.
Wow.
So now when you're used to not having to pay income tax because you're under the threshold, now this is going to jump you over that line. You're going to have to start paying taxes on that Social Security money.
Okay. Well, as long as you get a few bumps, man, I can pay a little extra. As long as I get a little extra, I'll pay a little.
Should be paying nothing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, shouldn't be paying anything. And state taxes. You got to look at your state taxes, too. You go over the threshold there as well. So that increase you're getting of $140 could very well be completely eaten up by having to pay taxes on that income.
Wow. Don't worry about
it. Well, you retired, Donnie. You should have zero deductions out of your Social Security monthly. Of course, you have to take care of it during the end of the year.
I claim Otis and a couple other, you know. He's still hanging in there. He's slowing up now. He's really slowing up, but, you know. Yeah, I told him to get me through one more tax. And he will.
No, you know, this irritates me, though, and I'll go back to it because, you know, yeah, it's been 40 years since they've seen an increase in Social Security benefits like this, but to also negate to increase the threshold, which has not been updated since 1984.
Wow.
So, you know, to do one without the other is a complete farce. You know, it's just a Democrat, it's a tactic to gain votes. The timing is all about the midterm elections. Get everybody excited. Hey, the Democrats did this for us to increase their Social Security. But then they fail to update the threshold that's also grossly outdated.
Now, her name is Lori Ann. She's always a fountain of fun and fun information. Thank you for sticking on every retiree's ass. Thank you very much there, Lori Ann, for the information.
Oh, yeah. I am the burster of bubbles, baby.
You did a fine job of it, too. Part is you kept going and on about it. Thank you. I wanted to hear that about 10 more times so I stopped crying. Thank you, Lori. I didn't know that.
Well, I had
a few
more times I could repeat it, but...
I know. I know. Oh, Jim Acosta got fired by CNN. Just thought I'd bring that up. Little prick. Yeah, okay. What's going on? What's going on in the world, guys? We're still here. We didn't blow up.
Oh, you want to hear something funny? Not to totally dominate the conversation.
Of course you will.
So Brandon himself landed in Portland on Friday evening to help boost the Democrat governor race, mostly because it's neck and neck with the Republican candidate. And here's the funny part. Earlier on Friday that day, our Democrat governor, Kate Brown, left Oregon for overseas.
Oh, man. Everybody.
Biden's coming to town, so she flees the country.
Somebody else did that, too. Yeah, somebody, I think it was in Pennsylvania, all of a sudden they had a prior commitment that couldn't show up to his rally, Biden's rally. And I said, prior commitment? This is the president of the United States. I think he should hold court with this, I think it was a senator. It was up for a re-election this year. And he, that Democrat, I can't remember who it was. I'll go away now.
No, I hear you. I mean, this is just a sign that even Democrats just really don't want to associate themselves with Biden any more than they have to.
Man. You know, I don't know. There's so many things happening, so many bad things. I'm getting reverb. Adrian, mute your phone for a second.
It was.
Oh, God. It's not you then. Huh. I don't know. Now it's gone. No, it isn't. It's still there. Can anybody hear the reverb? If you can't hear it, if I'm the only one that can hear it, that's fine. Okay, boy, there's a lively crowd today. Finally get Adrian back for a little while and everybody goes cold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too, Adrian. Oh, wow. Another Saturday night of the same crap, right?
Yeah, well,
seems like
you know.
Same old every week. Can't get it.
Yeah, just different flavors of the same shit. Yep.
Yeah. Well, they had, you remember ABC? Did anybody watch ABC during election return of 2016? At the end when they declared Trump president on ABC Stephanopoulos, and they had a panel, and there was I can't think of her name. You guys, we've all seen her. I don't know how many times. She's been there for years, decades. Anyway, she started weeping. Her son's in the military, and she's going to suggest he gets out of the military because this man is dangerous. This Trump is dangerous, and she's in her, you know, what's happening now? Trump didn't do a damn thing compared to what's going on now. You got Biden talking about Armageddon, and then the White House is calling that back. Everything he says, they got to come out and say, no, he didn't mean it that way, guys. I hope Putin knows he was this talking out his ass. Okay. Hello?
Still here.
Well, that's nice of you.
I'm still here. I was just shutting up.
Had it for the first time, but I needed help, and you shut your mouth. That's nice. That's nice. What's a
careful
creepy...
what you wish for, because sometimes you get it.
Yeah, no kidding. You're right about that. What did Joe Biden do about his hands on some gal, some little girl? What's that about? Anybody know? I don't want to play it. That's Sky News. Sky News is all over Biden. You want the real, all over Trump, too. I mean, they laugh at both of them. Equal opportunity. Okay.
I haven't heard anything on the latest. Was it while he was here in Portland? And there was some cute little woke girl that he had to sniff and touch?
I don't know. I don't know where it was. I don't know. He put his hands on her shoulders and you can't date or something till you're 30. And I told my daughter and I said, oh my God, don't talk about your daughter. You're the one that took you know, her diary says you took showers with her, for God's sake. And that turned her into a little slut, according to her. All right.
Yeah, that would do it. You know, I mean, there's got to, you know, there's some age appropriate, you know, when you're little or whatever, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, you become a certain age and it's just not appropriate to be showering with your kid anymore, no matter,
no,
you know, if it's a son or daughter, you know, father, mother thing. It's just, it has to be age appropriate and you don't
right.
really go beyond that.
Yeah, she was a teenager.
Pretty much once they're old enough to be able to bathe themselves without assistance, that's when
yeah.
you should stop doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you don't get in a tub with them, you know, taking showers with your teenage daughter. Uh-uh. Where was Dr. Jill when all of this was happening? She had to know what was going on, right?
You would think.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know, but, you know, they're suing that person that found that diary, though. Suing them. Suing this woman and her, and she's a single mom, that she found it and she sold it. Why not? She made some cash.
Well, see, until conservatives start doing back to them what they do to conservatives, they don't always get away with that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And conservatives just leave it up to the Lord. What the hell with that bull crap? Punch these jokers in the nose. Kick them in the balls. Take their guts to use them to grease our tracks of our tanks.
It would be really nice, though, if we could have a nice debate without, you know, one party disagreeing with the other and the other one calling you racist. You're a racist.
Oh, that's what they always do, is call racist racist. Racist.
What happens, and this happened at the truck plant. I've seen it happen over and over again. When somebody keeps calling somebody a racist and gets away with it and gets out of trouble because of, yeah, well, that was racist. When does, you know, somebody really, really needs help, they're not going to be believed. And that happened at the truck plant.
I have to agree with you on that. Everything is not about racism.
Hell no, it isn't. And they just water that damn word down so bad, and they keep going on and going on about it. Everything.
But I feel the same way about sexual harassment also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe, you know, half of those cases, I don't believe them either, so.
No. When you hire in a plant like General Motors plant, you're going to hear words that you might never heard before, but you're going to hear them. Because that's just how it is in those plants. And
yeah, I heard seen some people on the video rushing to get into the Target store at closing time, and the employee locks the door and they start hollering, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." I mean, it's just crazy.
I can't breathe.
That makes no sense, right?
What the hell is that about? Oh, man. This guy sent me a official cam reacts. This first time watching Judge Joe Brown being asked if Trump was a racist. And I don't know. You want to hear? I can't play it on this channel. You can't hear that, can you? No, I didn't think so.
No.
Okay.
No, not hearing nothing.
Copy, paste, and move it. Anyway, it's this guy's never heard, you know, everybody hears about Trump being a racist. And that's just how it is. And this guy's hearing it for the first time from the judge. We'll see how it comes out. I'll just play a little bit of it. Thanks, Jim, for sending it. I hope it plays. Okay, what the hell's going on? Okay, we don't want to see a commercial.
He said, come unto me.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to my channel.
This is the wrong. That's not the damn tape. What the hell happened here? Paste. See, this is going to be hell doing this this way. Oh, no.
Hey, everyone.
It sucks. I keep getting her. Honey, I like looking at you, but not that much. Well, I tried. Anyway, come on, kids. Liven up. I think we ought to take some Saturdays off. Recharge our batteries. Getting to miss each other.
Well, hell, I sent you a lot of stuff to talk about, email.
Well, I know. Start people, talking about them.
People cutting people up. This people being capitated. Trains being robbed like the old Western days in Connecticut. All kinds of things going on.
Yeah, it is. I'm just waiting for you to jump in there with it. And we can talk about it.
The damnest things I ever heard of in my life.
Yeah, it seems like everything's going backwards, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. You can't go to, you know, they said Chicago has lost billions of dollars in just tourists coming to visit. And hotels and restaurants.
That damn Lowry, I said, since Memorial Day of this year, it's been 1,572 shot with 210 murdered. And that was up until this past Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 12th. Now you got it so the police can't run out to nobody. So I guess your police dogs can't run out to nobody neither, huh? I wonder if these people realize what they be saying sometimes.
I don't know.
Police can't take chase after a suspect. Well, what about your police dog? You don't let them go to catch him?
Yeah.
Well, you might as well leave the police dog at home in the pen.
Yeah, if you're going to get sued. And look at what happened to Alex Jones. You don't think that sends a message? Come on. That sends a big, huge... Come on. The guy had
He had an opinion. Yeah, that's his First Amendment was being violated. Exactly. Yep. But people should do the same thing with folks called... Conservatives should do the same thing with folks calling racists. Sue their ass.
Yeah. Well, Trump is suing CNN. It's about the same thing that they're lying. They tell lies and Fox News tell lies. Sue them. Sue MSNBC. They all tell some bullshit stories, don't they?
You're damn right they tell some bullcrap stories.
They're suing these people. Maybe they start telling the truth.
Here's what throws me off about that whole thing. I mean, almost $1 billion to Alex Jones when we have pharmaceutical companies that literally kill hundreds or thousands of people with their products, and you don't see a $1 billion fine for them.
No.
You know, it's like, where are the priorities here? You know, it baffles my mind. Alex Jones didn't kill a single person, and yet he's being fined three or four times as much as, like, the largest lawsuit against Pfizer or a pharmaceutical company or even a car company. Like, I read a comparison, like, when they made the Ford Pinto, you know,
oh,
that cheap-ass car, and
yeah.
it would catch fire, and they knew it, and they put it out, you know, and they continued producing it anyway, and they knew that it would cause fires if it was in a even a mild collision, and they made the decision that it's cheaper to pay the lawsuit than it is to stop production. And yet not even that generated a $1 billion payout for killing, knowingly killing people.
Yeah, people
and
lie on Christopher Columbus. His descendants should be suing, saying that he claimed to discover America and he came in and killed Indians. That's a damn lie. They should sue them entities that put that mess out.
Well,
they should sue those entities that say that whites went into Africa stealing people. That's a damn lie. And what is it with PayPal that's going to allow you to take out somebody?
Wow.
What is that thing, Laurie? I think you told me about that.
Well, if you if they deem you're being just lying or trying to start something, you know, they don't agree with. If you're a conservative and you say Biden is senile, they can fine you $2,500 for misinformation. And they said that wasn't supposed to be in there. Well, it sure was. And their stock started tanking. They started backpedaling.
Well, you know, and I think I'm going to cut them off and go with this Gab page, G-A-B-P-A-Y.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alternative to PayPal has never been more important now that the Anti-Defamation League will be combing through your financial transactions and ruining people's lives for financially supporting people and organizations they don't like. Ain't that some bull crap? You
yeah.
remember down in Houston and you had that lesbian mayor and she was wanting the church that was speaking against
right.
that type of same-sex activity. She wanted a copy of their sermon.
And this is worse. That guy that I play some of his clips once in a while from, it's called Black and White. That's his podcast. And he's in Germany right now. And he's been looking into things in Germany. He said that's how Hitler started, so what's happening in the United States right now.
Mm-hmm. But these leftists have been this way forever. They will.
I don't think they've been this.
Well, that's because you didn't have the means to know.
It
because,
might be.
When you go to the polling place to vote and you have done your research and you know you write these, you know, especially with judges, you had to write the names down of the ones you want to vote for because
right.
you never, after you've done your research on what, how they ruled in the past and what their stance is, you go walking up there to the poll in some of these hood neighborhoods, black communities, black polling places, district. Them idiots will snatch whatever you got out of your hand and replace it with what they their slate.
Yeah, you're right.
And I imagine it may go on in other ones. I can only know the ones that I've experienced. So that there is a form of restrictive your free speech.
But what happened to the Democrats, you know, back in the day? They were known as the working man's party. They were known as the no war party. That they're clamoring for war all the time. I don't.
And they was American too, because every time we topped out a building, the last piece that went in, we had a pine tree on one end and had an American flag on the other. That was tradition in our industry. A pine tree on one end of the piece and a American flag on the other.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, we still use it, but it's not, you know, the American flag has been denigrated.
Mm-hmm.
Anything pro-American nowadays.
Yeah, if you're pro-American, you're a communist and racist.
I remember one job we was on downtown St. Louis at 1010 Market Street. I had went out to a store and bought some women bloomers, like size 48, about 3 pair, and I tied them in on a wire and had it fit. So when that piece of iron got off the ground about 12 feet, them bloomers were dropped down hanging on the bottom. Boy, I tell you. I was a rascal back in them days, man.
I think you still are. I think you're still a rascal. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I could think of some things. We had fun, though, man. That was we enjoyed ourselves.
Oh, yeah. That, too. You work hard while you're working, you should have some fun.
Hell yeah, laugh and,
yeah,
and cry together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
They tell me that Herschel Walker, I say they're talking about Herschel Walker can't talk. I say, well, hell, then if he can't talk, let's do sign languages. He's handicapped.
I watched the debate out the other night. Did you get anybody see it? I think Herschel did pretty good. Now, Herschel did pretty good. Mm-hmm. Did pretty good. And there's 2 hours of tape out there for police tape of Senator, what's his name? Nope.
Warnock.
Warnock, that's right. I keep wanting to say Warnock. It's Warnock. 2 hours of tape of his ex-wife in the middle of the road bawling because he tried to run over and ran over her foot. He's abused her, called her every name in the book, and there's 2 hours of that tape. So he ain't that nice that he claims to be.
Oh, no, he's nowhere near that. Them damn, yeah, those doggone preachers now, he's nowhere near that. That preach hell and brimstone. And all you got to do is look at the things that he support. I sent you a copy of that. It was a flyer that they sent out through the addresses in Georgia.
They sent it to the houses, huh?
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Sent it to the houses.
Well, Herschel got an applause a few times. I didn't even know there was an audience there. It was so quiet. And then they started clapping, you know, applauding for Herschel. And the second time, Herschel, they were talking about abortion. Herschel looked at Warnock and said, hey, you're for Black Lives Matter. Why aren't you for the black babies in Atlanta that get aborted every day more than any other race? And boy, people started clapping. Well, it depends, you know, how you want to, how you feel. That's, They like that. I thought it's going to be on the state ballots, isn't it? Isn't it going to be on the be able
what's
to vote?
That?
Abortion.
It's going to be on our ballot in Michigan.
Yeah, what the hell? People act like this whole thing is done. And no, you got a chance.
Well, here's the thing. What are they saying on the state ballot? Women can't have abortion? No, it's not that women can't have them. It's that it should be regulated.
Yeah, it's got to be regulated. Look at how...
It's a little bit more than regulated. It's because they want to put doctors in jail if they do. It's a lot of controversial stuff about abortion.
Yeah.
Here, this one... They don't care if it's the life of the mother, that there's something wrong that could kill the mother. They don't care about that. They don't care if the child is stillborn or dead already in the womb. They don't care about that. It's so controversial.
Well, I know in California, they want to make it a law for the government to be able to take the license away from a doctor that doesn't want to give, cut the breast off a little kid and maim a little boy. They want it, and it's going through.
Well, you look at the things. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Bianchi.
You look at the things that Warnock supports, like defund or reallocate funds to the police. He's for expansive gun control. He's for abortion without restriction. Governments must allow abortion without restriction throughout 9 months of pregnancy. Raising taxes, males and females sports, Planned Parenthood, taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. I mean, then if you are a business and it goes against your religious conviction, like the guy that was in the bakery making the wedding cakes, if you're against showing two images of the same sex on the cake, that's your business. But no, he wants them to be able to be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this abortion thing came out, and it probably should have been going to the states in the first damn place, but it probably wouldn't, nothing would have changed. They didn't keep pushing the envelope. And, you know, they went to the first heartbeat, okay. And all of a sudden, again, to 6 months, and then in states that you can just kill a baby, a 9 month old baby in the womb, and just the doctor. I had that tape. I played it. He said it's a gross thing. He was in the front of the Senate, or the House rather. He said, "Yeah, I reach in there and I pull out an arm. I'll reach in there and pull out a leg. A head comes off. Then I get the chest and the other arm. And then the other leg, and I get the torso." So that's what we do at that. That's law. How it is. That's sad. So they keep pushing it. So all of a sudden... Okay, now something's got to be done. Something's got to be done to stop this crap. And I don't blame them. It's a woman, I figure you have an abortion back in the day or, before all this crap. I figured you it'd be up to you and God to figure it out when your time comes. I don't like it, but that's not my business.
Yeah, I just don't like making decisions for other people when it comes to the abortion laws. I'm way past the childbearing age.
No, yeah, I know.
Please don't let me be a Sarah. But
you don't you like you could put out a kid. You look young.
Right. But you know, people have different reasons, and that's between them and their creator.
Yep.
I don't want to get off into that, but here it's on the ballot, so.
Yeah. If you don't pass it, you don't pass it, and forever hold your peace until another election.
Right.
But, you know, I haven't even heard that at all. Nobody's even campaigning on it. I haven't heard nothing like that. Get out there, get out the vote.
Oh, well, yeah. I haven't heard a whole lot on looking at these commercials and then going to the union meetings.
Mm.
You know, they have the folks there at the union meetings talking about the different proposals.
Oh, good.
And how we should vote.
Oh, yeah. I got the international glossy in the mail the other day telling me who I should vote for.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I just threw it in the garbage.
Yeah, and that's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't tell me who to vote for. Because
yeah,
half of those people that they have on there, they're not labor. They're not for labor. I don't want to hear that crap.
I don't think any of them are.
No, because all of a sudden they forget all about that.
Yeah. They're like Kavanaugh. She's sitting there. And they played it again today. That's what reminded me of her in the Senate sitting up there in a hearing talking and said, yeah, I got in my car in Michigan and I just drove right on past those. Oh, she said she saved her something, you know, something she called money. I forgot what it is, but she saved it so she could buy her electric car. And she said, I just rode on by those old gas stations, and I wanted to remind that bitch how many jobs is going to cost Michigan if this happens, and it won't happen. It won't. Did you hear about the Tesla that blew up in the guy's garage this last night? Set his house and destroyed it, and a neighbor's house.
Yeah,
blew up. Blew up. Beautiful.
You know, they're kind of ass backwards. I mean, how do you push electric vehicles and you don't have the infrastructure in? I just sometimes I try to figure, where does these ass backwards people come from?
I don't know. And we fall for it, though. Let me get some.
Electric cars have been around for a long time, though, Don. I remember riding in an electric car back in the early 80s. You stopped building the infrastructure?
Yeah, well, we had electric cars. General Motors built great ones out in California, and you could get them, but you had to pay for them. But when General Motors wanted them back, You had to sign a contract that you had to give them back. And they crushed them. They crushed them. And there's a documentary out. I just watched it the other day. The death of the electric car. I don't
that
remember.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. And it just... one of the actors, I can't think of his damn name. He was a doctor on one of those doctor shows at night. He said that he didn't want to give his up. He tried to hide it. He tried to put it in different places, and they got it. They came and got it, hooked it up, hooked it, and took it. So now we have Frank and Cinnamon on. How you doing? Both. Cinnamon, you're on your way. Frank, you're asleep.
Yep, I'm on my way.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Adrian woke up enough to call.
Yes.
And that was nice. I told her, Bianchi missed her. Bianchi always
asked.
Yeah,
we haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll be on Sunday, even though I'll be in the car half the time, but
yeah,
I'll be on Sunday.
There you go. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
I got most of my work done, so I had some free time tonight.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Everybody got quiet, though. Where's Bianchi?
I don't know. Bianchi Easter and Phil. I don't know.
You know, did you hear that?
I had some pinto beans today. I wanted to let you know that.
Well, that
sounds
good.
Yeah, Adrian, that video, that audio I played of the telephone call to Planned Parenthood where the guy wanted to make donation for the abortion of black babies?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Abortion for black babies.
Mm-mm.
Yes, sir. It was.
That's sad.
They took part of them down.
Oh,
listen to this, Adrian.
Hi, I'm interested in making a donation today.
Let me put you through to Tim in our development office.
Is there anyone I can speak with right now?
Me.
Mm-hmm. And who am I speaking with now?
My name is Lisa.
What's your position?
Administrative assistant.
Okay. When I underwrite abortion, does that apply to minorities too?
If you specifically wanted to underwrite an abortion for a minority person, you can target it that way. You can specify that that's how you want it spent.
Okay, yeah, because there's definitely way too many black people in Ohio, so I'm just trying to do my part.
Okay, whatever.
Well, blacks especially need abortions, too. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, for whatever reason, we'll accept the money.
Okay, great.
There you go, Adrian.
Wow. Mm-mm. Mm. I don't think that's a cause I'd be donating money to, but wow.
Mm.
Yeah, they don't care.
No.
And they take down the audios. Somebody must have reported, hey, that damn Bianchi's over there on Donnie C's program playing the audios of you. And really, they didn't name nobody.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
we got to do that. We get, yeah. Some answers.
Yeah. Just crazy. When I played that, I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Wow.
And oh yeah, well yeah, you can do that. All right, really.
And the thing about the left is stuff they don't want you to hear, and want you to know.
Yeah.
And then when they talk about history, yeah, they leave blacks out the history book and all that stuff. Well, here's information that you don't want people to know things that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody,
it's just like this one children's book. You know what the title of it is? Mommy's Having an Abortion. Danielle, I think I'm gonna text it to you.
Now that should not. You know, this thing about these books in the schools. There are a multitude of books that should not be in the school library. I'm not saying they shouldn't be in the public library. But, I mean, I don't recall certain books that they're coming up with now being in our school library. How to this, how to that. I don't remember those books being
You didn't have a book that showed you how to do oral sex to your girlfriend? You didn't
well,
have
that's
that
what
kind
I'm
of book?
No,
yeah.
we didn't.
No,
I don't recall those
like
kind
that
of books.
In my elementary school.
Yeah. And how?
Yeah,
how,
I don't recall those kind of books in our libraries, in our school libraries.
Hell no. No, I don't recall learning in the fourth, fifth grade how to, oh, you put your penis in this guy's butthole. Oh, okay.
Right.
You know, you start them out real early looking at this stuff, and, oh, yeah, well, they'll be gay. Why not? You start them off like that. Of course, they're going to experiment. They think it's okay because they got it out of the school library. Oh, boy, the Muslims tore it up in Dearborn.
Yeah, the fire, they had to... Fire marshal came in and broke up that meeting, and they had to reschedule it. And they rescheduled it in a larger auditorium.
Right. Yeah, it's they were. I was listening. Throw them out or vote them out. That's what it was. Vote them out. They're all screaming at the, they don't like that crap. That's against their religion. Against my
religion. They have certain things that go on in their religion. Now, they would, not so much their religion, but their culture. And if they would tell the truth about it, then you would know. But they have things that they do.
Right. Yeah. Well, how you doing, Frank? Good night. Go back this way, buddy. That's fine. Well, that's okay. Paul, what's his name? Paul from Wisconsin. He was the House Speaker.
Paul Ryan. Yep.
Paul Ryan, yeah. He said Trump's not going to be nominated in 2024. No way, no how. It's not going to happen.
Wow.
He's off for sure.
Mm.
For somebody got more votes than any Republican ever, 70, almost 75 million.
Mm.
I don't know. I like to see DeSantis run. I don't know if he's a fake phony or what, but Trump needs to maybe sit down for a while.
I mean, even me, a libertarian, I would vote for a DeSantis-Kristi Noem ticket or vice versa.
Okay.
I would vote for that in a heartbeat.
Oh, okay. I think Frank's sleeping on the phone already.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he is, isn't he? He's got his TV going in the background. Okay, Frank, are you awake now?
I don't know
now?
How people fall asleep
yeah,
with the TV
you.
On. I cannot do it.
No, neither. Frank, you dozed off on us, buddy.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we were trying to get your attention for the last 5 minutes.
Laurie, I know some people. If you turn the TV off, they wake up, curse you out.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been able to do it. I don't even have a TV in my room, in my bedroom, for a reason, because it's just, I can't sleep with the noise. I sleep with earplugs in and everything because I can't deal with the noise. I can't deal with the flashing lights and try to fall asleep. Just can't do it.
Mm.
I can sleep with my fan blowing on me on high and the TV on. Good night, nurse.
Don't matter to me. You can have the lights on. I can go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know Frank can because he just fell asleep to prove it. So.
Yeah, I even admit it. I don't deny it.
Oh, man. Oh. Who's... Yeah, Romney's pissing off Mike Lee from both of them from Utah. Mike Lee's running for re-election, and Romney's not going to support him, and he's pissed. He is pissed. Okay. I got a better story. Tell it. Boy, this is going to be a short night, and that's good.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to get excitement tomorrow.
Uh-oh. What's going on tomorrow?
Not me. I don't know. But you know how to get excited.
Well, I know. I always learn a new swear word about every Sunday. Or hear one I haven't heard in about 35 years.
That's true.
That's okay. You can take it. I can take it.
Check those pictures I sent you, emailed you, Donnie.
All right. I didn't hear my mail go off. Let's see if I can find it. I was looking at that, Keep is new, that kid. Football player that got killed. Abortion books for kids. Mama having an abortion. What the hell?
Look at those black baby dolls.
Abortion Barbie.
Oh, yeah, gotta teach kids. You know, hey, you would have had a little brother or sister, and you could have been excited about it, but nope. Mama's going to kill it.
Hold on for a minute. Abortion Barbie in NYC, black genocide. What in the hell is that? Where'd you get that at? That ain't right. That isn't true.
They got a baby doll, a Barbie baby doll out that's I guess you can say promoting or emphasizing abortion. Got a Barbie doll with the doll got a big bump.
Yeah, I see if this is the doll, I see it. And it's definitely got a baby bump on it, in it, yeah. Right, it says black genocide, that is.
Then that other one was the billboard advertisement.
Oh.
Well, it says that the most dangerous place, I can't remember what it says.
Okay, let me read it. The most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb. Whoa. That's a pretty little girl.
And that raised a lot of stink with the activists in St. Louis. But it's true if you look at it. So I just, what I'm pointing out is the hypocrisy. When you tell off on them, and we got to divide it up between them and us and them, and your ideology, what you stand for, and so on and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And they are totally opposite and become vicious, and they become terrorists against your ideology, especially if you try to point them out. Like those audios I put on here last week, share with you. They don't took them off.
They took them off already?
Yeah. I'm going to find some other ones, though. I know where I can find some. I'm going to start making recordings of these things and keep them on my damn computer.
Yeah. Because once they get out and then they just go away. Oh, okay. You sent me this one, too. Let me see. Let's see. Oh, Okay. Top 10 richest black neighborhoods in America. And you sent me that. First one was, I want to play a damn commercial. Where would the first one be? I don't know.
Well, they're in different states. Texas, got a lot of them. North Carolina got them. And they have beautiful homes, great schools, low crime. They have all the things, parks for the kids for recreation. Nobody talks about them.
No, I didn't. Wow. I'd say that's a house and a half. Jesus. It looks like a country club. When it starts telling me what cities are the best, I'll tell you. And some beautiful homes, aren't there? Okay, Dallas, Texas is one. Cedar Hill, Texas, Dallas suburb. Damn. We got to move there, Bianchi. I'd have to borrow some money from you, though. Got a couple of mil. Damn.
The Democrats will come burn you out.
I'll be a Democrat just to keep my home. I'll say, I'll put a Hillary Clinton sign out. You want to give me a hit? Damn. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful places. Yeah, you know, average income is 93,000. Black population 52%. Minimum age is 34. Good God, that's a young population, isn't it? Pretty nice. Yeah.
Let Adrian hear this.
Hello, Autumn. I'm interested in making a donation today.
Fantastic.
What about abortions for the underprivileged minority groups? I want to specify that abortion to help a minority group. Would that be possible?
Absolutely.
Like the black community, for example?
Certainly.
Okay. So the abortion could be, you know, I could give money specifically for a black baby. That would be the purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanted to designate that you wanted your gift to be used to help an African-American woman in need, then we would certainly make sure that gift was earmarked specifically for that purpose.
Great, because I really face trouble with affirmative action, and I don't want my kids being disadvantaged, you know, against black kids. I just had a baby. I want to put in his name, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely possible.
Oh, always.
And we just think, you know, the less black kids out there, the better.
Understandable. All right. Excuse my hesitation. This is the first time I've had a donor call and make this kind of request,
sure.
So I'm excited, and I want to make sure I don't leave anything out. Hello, this is Irene.
Hi. I'm interested in making a donation. I'd like to fund one abortion.
Okay.
I'm wondering if that would be possible.
Yes, we can definitely put that.
Can I make the donation specifically for a minority group?
Like a specific group of color?
I want the abortion to be for an African-American baby.
Okay.
And I was wondering if that could be possible.
The exact amount we charge right now is $450 for an abortion.
Okay,
$450. Mm-hmm. And we can definitely designate it for an African-American.
Wonderful. If I wanted to help fund multiple abortions, could you also specify that it has to be done for a specific group?
Mm-hmm.
Great, great. Well, I'm really excited, you know, because I really face trouble with affirmative action. I don't want my kids to be disadvantaged, you know, against blacks within college. And, you know, the less blacks out there, the better, so.
Yeah, it's a strange time, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, strange.
Yeah, it is a strange time.
First one was Idaho. This one was Planned Parenthood. I mean, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Can you imagine? Can you believe?
Well, see, here's the thing. If they want, if people want to do that, it's nothing illegal. It just goes to tell you that the organization ain't going to turn the money down, and they're just being verbal about it. And like I say, I'm not against women aborting their children. I just think that there should be laws that that govern it, that regulate it, not government, regulate it.
Mm-hmm.
A 10-year-old shouldn't be able to go get it, or a 12-year-old shouldn't be able to get abortion without notifying the parents and their parents knowing it. But out in California, I think that is the law.
Yeah. They can go to a school counselor, and the school will set it all up. Mommy and daddy won't even know anything about it.
That's
little
right.
Girl,
and,
little girl go to school in the morning, come home, have her abortion during the day, come home, and nobody has to know anything.
Yeah. And Walnut, he's for abortion through the 9th month. Now, you know what that it curtails?
Oh, man.
You have to tear the baby apart, dismember the baby inside the womb.
Yeah.
Because if the baby is comes out alive, you got to do everything by law to keep it alive. So they dismember the baby in the womb. They cut the spinal cord at the neck. Then they start incisions, cutting the legs off, the arms off, pulling them out, setting them on a tray.
No, they don't even cut it like that. The doctor that testified in the house, he said he explained exactly how he does it. He said he's got these pinchers. Did I go in there and I'll grab something, and I'll pull out an arm. I'll put on an arm and I'll lay it there. Go in and pull the head off, boom, the other arm, pull the torso out, take a leg, and then take the torso out. He said that's how you do it. That's how you do it to a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Real life,
then they,
heart-beating baby.
Yeah, then they put those parts in a dumpster where some company can come by and take them and sell them to the zoo to feed the lions and the tigers. They don't know the damn difference.
They sell the, they take the, what the hell do they got?
Placenta.
They
get, placenta.
Yeah, that, and, but they sell the, God dang it. They got caught on tape.
Umbilical cord?
No, yeah, that too, but they all, it's the, God, dog, it's, part of the skin, like the skin. There's some. Oh man, I can't remember. You guys know what I'm talking about. Help me out.
I don't know, Don. I ain't never had a baby. I can't tell you.
No, I haven't either. But anyway, yeah, he. That's a crazy
thing.
Yeah,
it's pretty gruesome with these late-term abortions, and you know, one of my friends posted they're in California, and on the ballot in California, they're voting on Proposition 1, constitutional right to reproductive freedom, legislative constitutional amendment. So it amends the California Constitution to expressly include an individual's fundamental right to reproductive freedom, which includes the fundamental right to choose to have an abortion and the fundamental right to choose or refuse contraception. This amendment does not narrow or limit the existing rights to privacy and equal protection under the California Constitution. fiscal impact, no direct fiscal effect, because reproductive rights already are protected by state law. And so I responded with a lengthy comment, like, number one, why is there a need for this? You should always be wary of making such a fundamental change to your state constitution if it's not really needed or necessary. And it obviously isn't, since it even admits that there'd be no change because it's already protected under California law. And then number two, I said, you know, how about, you know, if this is a constitutionally protected right, then what happens to any doctor or nurse that refused to participate in late-term abortions for any reason? You know, it's one thing if it's for the mother's life. Any doctor or nurse would do it if the mother's life is at risk, that sort of thing. That's justifiable. But what if a doctor or nurse refuses to do a late-term abortion because, let's say, the mother got a DNA test and the baby's father isn't who she thought it was, so she decides in late term to get an abortion for a reason like that, completely immoral and unjustifiable to do that. And so what happens to a doctor or nurse that refuses to do it? What happens to them where a late term abortion, let's not forget, because of how absolutely an ugly process that it is, it's traumatizing. You know, if I'm a doctor or a nurse having to perform it and do that, and, you know, to sever the baby's spinal cord and pull it out, you know, limb by limb, you know, and whatever methods that they use, there's no real humane way of doing it. And so if it's a constitutionally protected right for a woman to do so for any reason up until birth, then what about the doctors and nurses' right to refuse to do it? What if it's too traumatizing for them and then lose their livelihood simply because they refuse to do it for menial reasons when it's unnecessary? You know, people don't like to think that far ahead. And, you know, so to vote for a constitutional change that isn't really needed, and it isn't vital to do so, is really stupid, because of course it's a lot easier to revoke a law once the current, you know, political tides pass and things change. Much harder to change your state constitution. And, you know, people don't think about these downward ramifications when they do something like this. And so I was trying to point that out. You know, people just don't think far enough ahead on what ramifications these things can do.
Yeah, they don't. I agree. They don't think too far ahead, do they?
They certainly don't. You know, and, you know, I would rather see, I think what is actually really needed, not just for abortion reasons, but for other reasons, is constitutional amendment that codifies and solidifies when an unborn life is a protected life. That's what's really needed. Because, you know, 200 years ago, being born, you know, that's outdated. They 200 plus years ago, they didn't have the knowledge and technology that we do now to truly understand human development and what's really going on with a baby inside the womb during the various stages, you know, week by week by week. And so the whole born part is outdated. That's what truly needs to change, is codifying it so that it's protected. And it's not just for the restriction of abortion. It's so that we can solidify laws surrounding when a criminal beats or kills the mother of a child that's pregnant and the baby dies, and making laws surrounding that. You know, it'll solidify those types of laws to go, you didn't just kill the mother, you killed the unborn child too. And that is, you know, the murder of two people, not just one. So I think that by codifying that, it'll have a much better impact, a bigger impact than abortion alone. Boy, that made everybody quiet.
I was waiting for that. I was just sitting back. People are they're cruel. They're cruel, Lorianne. When you want a response, they won't talk. They're just cruel.
Afraid to agree and afraid to disagree, but I think it just makes too much sense, right? You know, I think that we need to protect the rights of doctors, and we need to protect the right of the unborn to be able to live. I think something reasonable, you know, if it's not a heartbeat law, that might be, you know, you'd never get anybody on the left to agree to that. So in a something reasonable with an amendment that says, okay, after, you know, if a baby is likely to be viable outside of the womb, then that life should be protected, right? Currently, right now, it's around 24 weeks that if born prematurely, it has a good chance of surviving outside of the womb. I think that would be a good compromise. I know that, you know, people want, there's the big push for heartbeat laws and stuff, which I do support. But I just don't think it would gain enough support for a constitutional amendment. And so by putting it at when it's viable outside of the womb, that would, I think most reasonable people on the left and the right could agree to that. Might not be totally happy about it, but at least be able to come to the table and agree to at least that.
Yeah, I think there's going to be people that are against it no matter what you do. But if it's reasonable, like it, you know, I forgot what it was at the beginning, at the very beginning, 1973. I can't remember what the law was. Is it 12 weeks, something like that? Does anybody remember?
No, I don't remember.
No, I don't either.
I don't remember.
For years, nobody said a word. Of course, you'll get every 4 years, election year, you get all this. Oh, we got to get rid of this. And it never happens. It never started happening until they started taking more and more rope. And we had to do something. Something had to be done. When you can't kill a baby, and they flat-ass want to kill a baby. How about the governor of Virginia when the former, I should say, he got voted out of office. He was a doctor, and he was asked about the abortion issue. He said, well, what we do is we deliver the baby, then we lay the baby and make the baby comfortable in this thing, and we take the mother out and we have a discussion on what we're going to do with this baby. And he, you know, it was kill the baby, take the baby home, or put the baby up for adoption.
Yeah, they put it up on the table until they decide what to do.
Exactly. That's right. I remember him saying it. I played that. I don't know how many times I played that tape. Well, he's not the governor no more. Well, you know, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't say it right. Yeah, you said it exactly the way you meant it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, man, how times have changed, because I believe even Biden, Clinton, even Obama have all said in the past, you know, years ago, that abortion should be a rare thing.
Yeah.
You know, it should be rare, it is today. But now they changed their tunes. Now it's like, oh, it should be available for any woman to decide for any reason, no matter how far along she is. And it's like, why this change in rhetoric? It really should be a rare thing. It shouldn't be like a fucking go-to and a woman having, you know, being proud of the fact that she's had, you know, 10 or 11 or 12 abortions. I mean, you know, it's just, it's gotten to be really sick and twisted.
You know, and the female's got a lot of, he's got another option. You got the morning after pill. I mean, there's a lot of ways to not get pregnant.
But you know they want to ban those too. There are some places they want to ban all female contraceptives.
Really?
Oh, yes. There you have a lot of folks that's running this this political cycle time that don't want you to have contraceptives.
Whoa.
I mean, there's so many things going on in this political realm that...
That's
crazy.
Hell, they give condoms away. I know one bookstore had a whole fishbowl full of them, and the kids come in and get them and go fill them up with water and have balloon fights with them. Look out, here comes a condom full of water through the air.
Damn. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. IUDs, whatever in the hell they're called.
They have IUDs. That's right.
I don't know how good the morning after pill would be for the female that would be taking it. That doesn't even sound safe to me, but I guess it works.
Well, technically, the morning after is supposed to just prevent the fertilized egg from implanting into the uterus. Therefore, it wouldn't continue to grow and would just be shed in our next period and not be a big deal.
Yeah, I read that. I was checking it out.
And that happens naturally all the time. I mean, I think the statistic is like one out of every eight pregnancies that a woman has that she knows about, you know, it's only one out of eight that she even becomes aware of. It's another seven times that she has a fertilized egg, but for whatever reason, it doesn't develop, it doesn't implant or whatever, and she doesn't even know that she was pregnant to begin with. So that's why I'm not really against the morning after pill. If it's just preventing implantations, something that occurs naturally more frequently than people really realize, I'm not really against that.
All right. I think we beat that one to death. How about everybody we were talking about? Yee, what's his name? Yee, whatever the hell he calls himself, West. They canceled him. He's got to November 27th, I think, to clean all his money and business out of the bank. They don't want his business anymore for what he's been saying.
Yeah, wasn't it Bank of America?
Yeah, Bank of America.
So they don't want his money anymore, but Bank of America is willing to give a minority person a mortgage loan without any down payment and without any credit, you know, requirements either. You know, this is the same bank that's doing that.
It could be Chase. It could be Chase. I can't remember. I think it's...
Oh, you're right. It is Chase. Yeah, it is Chase. That's right. I got that wrong.
Now, you know, if they stop, if they're going to keep you from doing banking, just look at what they can do. And they're doing it and getting away with it. Big business is stepping right into the government and telling the government exactly what to do with us. Throw people out of banks. That's not the first time Chase has done this. Bank of America did the same damn thing a few years ago. A whole bunch of people got letters to get their hell out of their bank.
Social credit system coming right around the bend.
Right. I don't know. I think that's just wrong. this wrong. You take the banking system. They run everything, our phones, and cut everything off. Everybody, digital.
Yeah, the digital currency is supposed to start January, right?
I don't know. That's Bianchi's bivouac. I have no idea.
Well, the government's trying to figure out how they can control it. They can't control it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they wanting to start their own?
Yeah, they want to do that. They probably try to do that too, but I know of a couple of plans and probably more that's offshore, not in the United States.
Yeah. No, that's your bivouac. I really don't know anything about it. I was watching a History Channel about all the gold we're supposed to have in Fort Knox. And when they opened, I don't know what year it was now, I can't remember. They had some senators and congress people and governors that got to go in and look at, they got to open one and go in one little vault. And there was gold all the way to the ceiling. And they held one, but they wouldn't open the other three. They let them look at one. And they say that's gold. I don't know. I don't think we have any gold in there.
Oh, yeah. I think that was looted a long time ago.
It's supposed to be 800 and something tons or pounds. No, ton. 8 tons of gold worth. I forgot how many trillions. This is a long time ago, folks. So they sure guarded it like there's something in there.
Appearances.
Yep. Got to have something to do down there in Fort Knox, I guess. Decided to ride around in a tank. Looking at pictures of the greatest general we ever had. Anybody see that old tank that he demonstrated for the brass when he might have been a lieutenant, he could have been a captain. He was riding around in this first tank they ever made. It wasn't even a tank. I don't know how you could call it. And he put his wife on it to show how mobile and easy it was. Had to be there. General Patton.
Yeah, I don't recall that, but a little bit of a funny thing. My mom's nickname for me is Lulabelle. Oh, has been since I can remember. And I asked her one time, how did you come up with Lulabelle? And apparently, in the movie 1941, John Belushi, that was the name of the tank that he stole and he drove around town and ran over everything with.
Oh.
That's how I got my nickname.
Well, that explains it all. That explains
a little funny Lorianne history there.
Lulabelle.
So you can call me Lulabelle. It's legit.
Well, I was calling you something else, and I thought it was legit, too, but I guess I can change.
Do I want to know what you were calling me?
No, you don't. You don't. Hey, I thought your girlfriend had a show last night, because I was looking for it. Hello? Lulabelle?
Yeah, Doll. Yeah, keep an eye out. She just set up her account, but she's still ended up in the woes of her house building thing, and she was without power. So it's been kind of slow going with her getting herself back up and running again. So, yeah, but Dahl will be joining me for tomorrow's show, Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. So tune in. I got, you know, great show lined up with topics to talk about, and she'll be joining me again, and hopefully she'll be, you know, less in the, you know, throes of her house construction stuff and have power enough to get her show up and running for next week, crossing fingers. But,
okay. Well, was she
I'm sure she'll update us all tomorrow.
Was she supposed to have a show last night?
She was trying to, yeah. Oh. Dahl Arnson, Alaskan Patriot Network, she just set up a Facebook page. She set up, so she started to get her wheels in motion. And so I know that she wants to get it up and running pretty soon.
Okay.
So
will that be,
I'm hoping for this Friday.
What time would that be on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time?
She is planning to do her Alaskan Patriot Network show Fridays later in the evening around 7 p.m. Pacific time. So it'd be 10 p.m. Eastern.
10.
As a
okay.
start. And she's going to start out with just a two-hour show to start out with.
All right. I'll look for it. Yeah, that's good. We got that in the can out because I was looking for it. I think Cinnamon was looking for it. I didn't see nothing, so.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. She was without power and cut off from the world for for a bit. And so that really wasn't planned on. And
that's
so she's
okay.
still busy with that. Yeah, but keep an eye out. I'm sure,
sure.
when she's ready, you know, we'll be kicking it back up again with her. I love Dahl Arnson. She's awesome, and I will be her co-host when she does, and she's my co-host now again, resuming the co-host chair. So Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne should be a good time. And, yeah, once she starts that up, think about it. We'll have our weekend night full of political talk between Friday night with Alaskan Patriot Network with Dahl Arnson, Saturday night here with Beyond the Mainstream and you guys, and then Sunday night with Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne. Jam-packed
yeah.
weekend every night.
Jam-packed, baby. There you go. There you go.
So you guys got to make sure to get your beauty sleep in over the weekend so that you can be nice and lively when everybody calls in for all these shows.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way,
perfect way for everybody to catch up what's going on through the week.
Yeah. Let me just say, people on Twitter, if you want to call in, you only got about a minute to do so. If not, I'll see you next Saturday night. Boy, they're taking away Twitter. Like, people, oh, my God, how many people? I lost so many people. They are throwing people right the hell off. They're not taking prisoners. If you even say anything, even if the CDC says it, they'll kick your ass off.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Facebook as well. I got a 24-hour Facebook jail for posting articles from the CDC and the NIH at one point because it went against the narrative about the mask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't go against the guidelines. Of course, you don't know what the hell the guidelines keep changing.
Oh, yeah, that's what they love to do. They update their community standards, and then they start going back, you know, 5, 6, 7 years and
yeah.
start dinging you for stuff you posted long before then, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just love getting a 30-day Facebook jail for reposting what somebody else posted for a meme, quoting a World War III Nazi war criminal. reposting it, and I got 30-day ban, but that person still has that same meme up on their page that I shared it from. Like, that's how bad they hate me.
Here's how screwed up Twitter is right now. Just last week, we had 23,550. That's the last time I checked, until Wednesday, and we had 22,000, I don't know, 600 or something. We got 21,858 right now, and it says I'm following two people. So we have 21,800 followers, and I'm following two people, which isn't true. Because, you know, I usually follow back the Patriots that follow us. So I don't know what the hell happened. They couldn't have thrown all those people off. I guess they could.
Nobody pays attention to my Twitter account. Anytime I post about my show, nothing. I get zero likes, zero attention at all. So,
well,
kind of
I
a waste of time, but I at least try to post about it once in a while just so I can put something there.
Yeah. Well, let me know and I'll follow you. And you can follow me back and I can post your, you know, I can put your show thing on mine and send it at least to 20,000. I might even have, I might only have 10,000, but at least there'd be people looking at it, you know?
I could swear I already followed you. I'll have to look.
All right.
But I, on Twitter, I'm at Kellett_Lori. K-E-L-L-E-T-T _L-O-R-I.
All right. Well, I'll get that from you later on in Facebook because I ain't on Twitter right now. I just clicked off of it. Our buddy Jim Costa got fired. I'm glad of that. He was a showboat. Remember when he wouldn't give the young lady the microphone? And President Trump kept saying, give the microphone to the lady. And he wouldn't
do it.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, he got fired today. Well, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but he got fired. I hate to see people lose their job. But when you abuse it like he did, I don't go along with that crap. And he abused it. And then he wrote a book, and I think it sold 11,000 copies. Nobody wanted to read that crap. What a hero he was. And our boy, what's his name? The guy that, Don Lemon. You know, he lost his job at night, and now he's on mornings, and he is not a happy camper. He is not liking it. He's sandwiched between two ladies, and he ain't liking it at all. Can't blame him. You know, he had his, how long has he been on the air over there? He had a primetime show. No, I don't blame him for being upset. But he was warned. Every one of them was warned. Every one of them. The new guy came in and said, you're going to have to straighten up. We're going to do the news like it's supposed to be done. And there's a, Don Lemon didn't change at all. He even got on there and flat said he wasn't going to change. And so, you know, he spit in the face of the guy, the CEO. They got rid of Stelzer because he didn't change. And now Acosta, he lost his, they put him on a show, took him off the beat, the White House beat, and put him on a show. I guess he sucked. He didn't change either, so now he's gone. Good for CNN. CNN had some good shows, some good news shows back in the day. Hell, they even,
Yeah, back when it was actually news instead of partisan BS.
Yeah. 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 And I still want to know why in the hell Hannity, you know, he's Trump's butt buddy. Really is. But I'd like to know why he is so close to Lindsey Graham. I can't figure that out. Okay. I touched the nerve.
Hey, where is Daniel tonight?
I don't know. I don't know. I think everybody is God, my microphone's screwing up. Here we go. No? I don't know.
Everybody
had to make
all their Halloween stuff ready.
What's that? Who's doing Halloween?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Hello.
That
hello.
Was Laurie.
Hello.
Halloween. What about Halloween?
Hell is low. Hey, Laurie, I sent a clip. I wonder if you could record that for me in MP3 or MP4. You IT specialist. It's in Facebook Messenger. I used to have software to do that stuff, but it's old and they don't use it no more. You know the feeling, don't you, Donnie?
Yeah, I know the feeling because I still don't even know what the hell you're talking about. I know the feeling, brother. You ain't lying. Oh. Damn, Adrian even knows I know the feeling. Man.
I thought Elon Musk was going to buy Twitter.
They're saying he still is. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Boy, them Democrats don't want that.
No, they don't. But they're going out of their way to make sure everybody gets kicked off before he gets there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's some bull crap, that stuff is. But like I say, hey, let's play the game with them. Good fight. You know, it's always good to have a good fight every now and then.
Oh, yeah, I agree, but they're the ones that got the IT. They got the text. They got all this stuff. They got Facebook. They got Twitter. They got Twitch. They got, no, they don't have TikTok. That belongs to China. So we let China get all the information from these young people that go to TikTok and put these tapes out there. God damn microphone. And I'm having a hell of a time with this microphone.
I got in a good argument last Sunday, arguing with some coaches of putting the information up on high school academic performance, like down the St. Louis area, East St. Louis, and some others showing that the kids aren't learning. And I said that if these kids in these high schools aren't performing, they shouldn't be playing sports.
Yeah.
No, oh, hey, man, did they ever get pissed off at me on that.
Well, what's more important, you know, you got a 1 out of 100 million chances of getting in the NBA or football or baseball.
Well, here's a story on that. Because I was quoting schools that, like East St. Louis High School, which is almost all black.
Mm-hmm.
And the stats on it, when it comes down to math and reading, you got less than 1% of the high school class, which is about, I think they had over 900. Less than 1% is doing math proficient, and less than 5% is doing reading proficient. And they got mad at that. Talking about, one guy said that tests aren't important. Well, I say when you have these football combines and these basketball camps, what do you call that? Is that not a test?
Damn right it's a test.
But this article say out of the thousands upon thousands of male athletes who played basketball in high school, only a fraction move on to compete in the NCAA. In a study by the NCAA in April 2020, of the 540,769 male high school basketball athletes, only 18,816 moved on to play in college, or 3.5%. That number shrinks to 1% when you specify to Division I schools. Now, making it to the pros is more of a challenge. As of those 18,816 that made it to college, only 1.2 make the jump from the NCAA to the NBA. And what happened to those 540,000? They out there,
yeah,
with no education and ain't nothing that they can do. They can't. They're not going to place in the game. And that there is, in fact, is the tragedy that you're using these kids in the way they're being used. They fall by the wayside.
Yeah, they do. And remember that athlete. He made it through college and everything else, and he could not read. Could not read. And he came
225 out of 540,225 end up in the NBA.
Not many. Not many at all. Wow. Yeah. If you go to college, you know, you get a scholarship to play basketball, you better learn something. Get a degree. They're giving you a hell of an education. Take it. But you know, some of these young kids, they've been pampered all through high school because they're good, you know. And the coaches on their high school teams, you know, they use that kid to, you know, pump them up and maybe get them another job, maybe a college job as an assistant coach somewhere. So they pamper
you. Yeah,
that's
all they think about.
Yeah.
Is the athletic.
Yeah.
The University of Missouri gave my nephew a brand new Mercedes. I think they leased it for
him. Damn. Wow. Isn't that against the rules anymore? Or
nope,
what?
They changed it.
Did they really? I remember when in Indiana, they were buying these old, you know, these guys that had farms, these big combines and big air conditioner cabs, tractors. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden there would be one in the guy's back, you know, back 40. Here you are. Keys are in it. Sonny boys to college, you know. Right, you know, they give them a lot of money. They make a lot of money for those colleges.
Potato chip companies let the pitchers be on a bag of potato chips.
Yeah. Yep.
Which all is fine and dandy, but if the kids aren't getting, these students aren't getting no education, then what happens if, you know, they don't make it? And most of them in college are not going to make it.
No.
Or even if they make it and they like blow out a knee in the first, you know, in their first season.
Yeah.
And they're done.
And the teams have insurance on the players through Lloyd's of London.
Yeah, that's right. And when you hear a player, you know, goes out on a disabled list, well, the club isn't paying his salary. Lords of London is, but not the club. Yankees right on the money on that. Yep. I don't know how much the club pays the Lloyds of London, but it must be a hefty hefty fee. I don't know.
Well, another thing in the news is that the Alaska snow crabs harvest has been canceled for the first time ever. Where's all the snow crabs? Is the pandemic working its way through the sewer systems into the oceans? And
I don't know. That's a good, I don't know why they canceled that. I don't know if it's because...
Can't find none.
I probably can't. And as much as those things have cost, I forgot, Cinnamon, you sent me that. Was what, 5 pounds?
What?
I can't remember. Crab legs for $84 and something. What was it? How much was that? How many pounds?
It was 5 pounds.
How much?
$84 and some 99 cents, I think it was. No, it was $84.
Well, crab legs are going up because Alaska just stopped the season for snow crab and king crab. So there is no harvesting this year in Alaska.
What? Hold on, what? Say that again?
Yep.
Say
Alaska,
that again. Yeah.
Alaska stopped the harvesting season.
Oh,
so they cannot harvest snow crab or king crab.
Oh, okay, okay. Well.
Because for some reason, what is expected to be there is not there. And I'm trying to find the article. I saved it.
Well, they're going to have to cancel that TV show, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to ask Dahl about that tomorrow on my show.
What's that? Say that.
We'll have to ask Dahl Arntzen about that when she's on with me tomorrow night on my show. Know what's going on with the snow crab, king crab.
No wonder
harvesting.
They call.
Because normally this would be the prime time of year.
Yeah.
I know for Dungeness crab, the peak season, it usually starts late in the year. The peaks around like, you know, December, January. I remember because it always used to be the cheapest and I started having, you know, Dungeness crab dinners for Christmas dinner because it was always on sale for so cheap.
Well, why come Equifax don't want their employees to have side jobs?
I don't know.
The credit rating agency, according to this article, fired at least 24 employees after it used its own tools to sue out if some workers had a second job. Why come they don't want a worker to have a second job? They may be trying to pay for a child's education.
Yeah,
that's a pretty narcissistic policy to have.
I can get away with it.
Even worse is having a side hustle where you're earning your own money, not working for another company, but, oh, my God, you're making your own money on the side with a side hustle? Oh, better fire those people, too.
Well, you know what usually have in the past sometimes happen is them people that they fired come around and start their own business competing with them and end up putting the original employer out of business.
Yeah, that's true. Test it. Damn, microphone. Did you guys hear AOC get heckled and slammed? And she's there, and there's only about 50 people in this whole auditorium. Who sent me this? Somebody sent me this. I don't know who.
in a shock. Ocasio-Cortez was accosted by two belligerent and angry men who were yelling at her as she was trying to speak. It's how I imagine the mainstream media will address what actually happened, in that two activists stood up and called out AOC for funding war, for pushing us towards World War III, for providing funding to Nazis. AOC was supposed to be this progressive, anti-establishment, anti-machine candidate. Instead, she's perfectly establishment. She's just the young, pretty face of supporting the war machine and lying. So in this video, I want to say, gentlemen, bravo, well done. These guys appear to be former AOC supporters. So let me just give a large thank you to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for red pilling so many. All of these young people who saw her as hope, as someone who represented their generation, who is going to come in and say, screw the machine and screw you. She represented the dreams. She's marched in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi. This is the video, my friends. I want you to watch this, and then I want to talk to you about the media's lies and what AOC is supporting. Check this one out.
Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party because there are a bunch of them who are up, okay? You originally voted, you ran as an outsider, yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine. You're voting to start a thermonuclear war with Russia and China. Why are you playing with the lives of American citizens? You're playing with our lives.
There will be no neighbors if there's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You're a progressive socialist. Where are you against the war mobilization? He's telling the right truth. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice. I believed in you, and you became the very thing you sought to fight against.
Wow.
That's what you've become. You are the establishment, and you are the reason why everybody will end up in a nuclear war unless you choose to stand up right now and denounce the Democratic Party. Will you do that? Yes or no?
People are clapping for him.
Okay. Simple. Are you going to stop nuclear war? Yes or no? There is no line because this is bullshit. None of this matters if we're all dead. None of it. You know that.
Man.
Then let's take it up right now because this is the only thing that matters.
I got to stop and say.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That was pretty cool. There's only 50, so they didn't want to. Yeah, I guess there's no security there. I don't know. Good for them.
Where is Gretchen? Where is that little girl? Last time I seen her, she had on a scuba gear. Where is she on the possibility of a nuclear war?
I don't know. First, you got to tell me who the hell Gretchen is.
You remember the young lady that was talking about the world's going to end in 12 years because of...
Oh yeah. Thornburg. Thornburg or whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah, last time I seen she had on a scuba gear like she had just planted some explosions on some pipes.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah. That's another.
Yeah, I think, was it like last September, John Stewart presented an award to a Ukrainian dude who is totally a Nazi. He has Nazi tattoos. The organization he's with, they're all Nazis, and they're not shy about it. And John Stewart presented some award to him last September. That's how, you know, it's not conspiracy theory to say that, yes, we are literally funding Nazis, you know, and And the left media just does not want people to be aware of that. We're supposed to just glamorize the Ukrainians when a lot of the people that are fighting, you know, a lot of the, they're Nazis and they're proud of it.
Yeah, you're right. I got to, there's something I got to find because I got to play it for Bianchi and you won't believe what it is. Because I'm not going to even tell you because you won't believe it. If I try to describe it, just you wouldn't believe it. If I can just bookmark, there it is. Let me find it. And I'll go ahead and talk, kids, for a minute. It'll only take a second. I found it earlier. Okay, don't talk. Silence is golden. Fine with me. I don't care. Where in the hell I just seen it.
Yeah, I just don't understand it. You know, why are we are supporting people that are Nazis that we've always, you know, proclaimed to be so against. And yet here we are doing it. That's our government for you. Just like with the Taliban.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Taliban originally were our allies and we funded them and armed them. And all of a sudden we go to war with them. And then finally, after two decades of war, we bail out in the worst possible way and leave billions of dollars of military equipment behind for them to use. And now here we are. You know, it's just, it's the same thing going on with Ukraine right now. Funding the very people that used to be our enemies and they will be our enemies again.
Yeah, you're right. They'll be our enemies again. There's no doubt about that. Let me see if this will play. You guys aren't going to believe this. You might have seen it. Let me see if I can get this to play. I think it's going to come up. Yeah. Okay. This is... white people, and there's a hell of a lot of them, they're kneeling and begging for forgiveness from black people, and there's a lot of them standing there, and some are crying, but I got to turn it down and blow my ears out.
Glad he's no longer to be here. In honor of his legacy, we're not rioting, guys. We're not shaming anybody, guys. We're just humbling ourselves before you.
Yes, Lord.
You brought the thunder and rain today, God. Because Satan takes the L today. Father, in Jesus' name, you get the victory. Father, we ask for forgiveness from our black brothers and sisters for years and years of racism, of systematic racism. We know he...
There you go.
Boy. I tell you what, man, it's the end, Donnie. It's the end.
Yeah.
You might as well go ahead and open up that long neck bottle of beer and drink it because you've been saving. Go ahead and drink it, Donnie. Cap, pop the cap on it and drink it.
Oh my! And this is. There's got to be at least 125 white people on her knees listening to this guy begging for forgiveness for the group. And, well, there's people crying, you know.
People are crazy, man. I keep telling you, they're crazy. Something wrong with these folks.
I know it.
Where's Daniel at? Maybe he can explain. Daniel and Kathy should be able to explain. As a matter of fact, I seen a bright light in the sky last night.
Uh-oh.
I was going to ask him what the heck it was.
Yeah, but I'm sure they were having their head right to the sky last night. They should have seen it. They might have got taken up in a space capsule or something. Sometimes I think that's where Kathy's head is anyway, up there in those clouds. So I got a call out there. I haven't talked to her in a while. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Something
yeah.
wrong
It would be
with
good
people.
To check in.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Bianchi.
I was going to ask Cinnamon, what she take of that? That kneeling and begging.
No. If I didn't do something personally to you, I'm not going to apologize.
No, that doesn't make sense to me either. You know, they were talking to a retired general the other day on one of the news shows, and he said he would be afraid to go to war with the army or the military we have now because they've been coddled because we can't do anything. We can't discipline them. And what's going to happen if we actually have to go to war and put them on foreign soil with a rifle? How are they going to behave? How are they going to act? And he's got a point. He said half of them's going to go AWOL. The other half will throw their guns down and put their hands in the air. He said, we're in trouble. He said, right now, the Army, Secretary of Army should change all the rules and go back to the way it was when Vietnam, we were planning to send young people to war. Sure wasn't fun in boot camp. Now they stay in air conditioning.
Not designed to be fun.
Yeah.
I was just going to say the same thing. It's like, it's not like summer camp with all these fun activities. You know, boot camp is boot camp. It's not supposed to be easy, and it's not supposed to be fun.
You can't keep them out in the sun too long. You can't run them too long. You can't discipline them. Oh, no. You can't have them hold the rifle over their head and run around the platoon as you're marching. No, you can't do that anymore. Gas chamber, that's out for a lot of
them. We need to find out where all this stuff is coming from.
I don't know. And it's like it just started on us, you know, just happened. All of a sudden, you sent me these books of these illustrations of these sex acts that's in a library. I mean, that just didn't happen. When did it happen? I don't know. That's a good question. I'd like to know. It's like, bam, it's like they want to tell us now, oh, here's what's been going on behind your back because you've been asleep at the wheel. I agree. Cinnamon, you're going to have to come and get your Otis. Right? Yeah. He wants to go outside, I think.
Okay. Oh. I'm coming.
All right.
I was just munching.
Go ahead, mention. I'm even going to mention. Fine.
No, I said I was munching.
Oh, munching. Can't you wait a minute, Otis? He can wait.
No, he can't.
The hell he can't. He's tough. He's tough. What the hell is that?
That was me. Sorry.
Like somebody breaking through the window.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom. Don't worry, Cinnamon.
Damn.
Take it as a compliment. I used to sing that to my mom all the time. Whatever she was going to cook. She had no ability to take pots and pans out without it being like a huge ruckus. And so, like, that's my mom's theme song. It's rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
There you go. You know, the view has called for Tulsi and Tucker to get arrested over their views of Ukraine. They want them arrested. And that's something. Freedom of speech.
Do they really?
It's the view.
Really? I know. Doesn't it ever trip them up every once in a while and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joy Reid claims that she said Ron DeSantis is racist because he was warning to looters that if you could get shot because it's a right to carry state. She said that was racist. That was absolutely racist. And then three people got arrested, and he did a news conference, and he said, you know, two were white. One was illegal in our state. It wasn't nothing about race.
Hey, George.
Yeah, like, why is it the mere mention of the word looter is suddenly connotating racism?
I don't know.
I've seen plenty of videos of white people looting stores and stuff, and, you know, it's not a race thing.
No, it's every color.
See,
they got to turn it into it.
In the neighborhood that Joy Reid comes from, they have what's called burglars.
No.
And another term for it is looters. And the burglars go away. You have another term for looting stores, $50 less than the limit, and walking out with the goods in a basket. Nobody bother you.
Yeah.
And if you say something, you're racist.
That's right. That is right. Now, has anybody, since they recalled the prosecutor of San Francisco, has anybody heard anything coming out of San Francisco about how the new person's doing?
Well, shit, if they don't hit but one case a year, that's better than the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
What about the court case that Stacey Abrams had claiming that the Georgia voters reform law was racist and oppressive, and the federal judge threw it out?
Yeah, and last,
said it's not Jim Crow 2.0. Matter of fact, it was an Obama appointee, a nominated judge, too. Not an appointee, but the one that he nominated.
Yeah, just
so I understand.
During the debate down there, Warnock was whoever asked the question, so asked him, you said that the new Georgia voting laws were racist and a lot of African Americans aren't going to be able to vote. And then she put up a thing, some kind of graph. He said 50% more people, more African Americans, voted in the last primary just in May in Georgia than voted in 2020. And the lady said, can you see this? This is a Democrat graph. And 50% more African Americans voted. And Warnock said, well, we're still keeping people from voting. And the lady said, doesn't show it. But they want everybody to think African American can't get to a voting poll. They can't go get a driver's license or an ID. Everybody's stupid. And, you know, he got called out on it. Good for that lady, whoever she was.
Absolutely. They act like You're right. They can't get ID. They get ID. They show up at the, they cash in them lotto tickets.
You gotta have an ID. Yeah.
Don't they say that blacks are disproportionately are the seekers of lotto tickets? Well, they have one that's a winner. They gotta show ID.
Yeah. I don't know who buys more lotto tickets or lottery tickets. And I have no idea. Oh, by the way, CarShield. I got to tell people about CarShield. What a scam. What a scam they are. They've been, I don't know if you're getting commercials down there in Louisiana, but CarShield, they're blasting up here in Michigan. They want everybody.
What is it, insurance company?
No, it's an aftermarket for your vehicle. If, you know, when your warranty runs out, you can up to 100, and I forgot, 1,000 miles, you can get a policy from CarShield. And they've had, I got tapes of owners of garages that said what a ripoff they are. And he showed two vehicles that weren't going to be able to get fixed because CarShield won't. The guy said I have to tear it all the way down to prove to CarShield this is the problem, which I already know what the problem is, but they want to have absolute proof. And he said, it'll cost the lady $1,800 for me to take it all the way down and show, take a picture, show documentation to CarShield to replace something. And it's only going to really cost $500. So there you go. CarShield and it's just transmission. Yeah, they put a new transmission in, the guy said, but there's a plastic ring. It goes, it's a fan ring, and if, you know, if that's broke, well, you're out of luck. You're just, they'll cover the transmission, but they're not going to cover that ring, so that you'd have to tear the transmission down to get to that ring, and it's not worth it. You're going to have to watch that. It's pretty amazing. Who was the guy that said that he was worried about an island tipping over? Wasn't that Hank Johnson? That he said Guam, I think it was Guam, would capsize?
Yeah, if we put the Army base over on the one end.
Yeah, Marine. Yeah, after
I don't,
Marine.
I don't remember. I remember a picture of him, a big, older, fat guy.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't at all. He was a.
Well, they put the wrong picture in the article that I was reading.
Hank Johnson. He's a African American. I forgot what state he represents. I can't remember that, but he was worried that Guam would capsize. Do nobody remember that? I bet I still got that tape somewhere. I will watch some of this stuff once in a while. He's from Georgia. He's a Democrat. And it says, is raising some eyebrows with a comment he made about the U.S. territory of Guam. I remember that. Do you remember them showing that over and over and over again? And he was so serious. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
I don't know if that's the thing that scares me.
Yeah.
About our government sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, these people, they don't have to have a brain. Come on. They have to have good just talking skills, like President Obama, man. He could talk you out of anything or talk you into anything. He was that good. damn good. Okay, kids, let's call it a night.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Everybody's tired. Everybody, we'll talk on Lori's show tomorrow night and give her hell. And we'll do her all over again.
Please do.
There you go. All right, guys. Everybody.
Hopefully everybody gets rested up. I'm fine. I haven't smoked any pot yet, so maybe that's my problem and I'm less talkative.
Okay. Gee, now I know why you can't be stopped when you start talking. Oh, I got it now.
Well, it comes naturally, but even more enhanced.
What the hell happened?
Maybe before you end the show, I should take a couple of hits and then get me on a roll talking about Second Amendment rights or something, and then the show will go on for another hour just with me talking.
Oh, yeah.
Where is Jean?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they put up another hoop thing, house or whatever the hell they call it. I don't know if she's still planning things in there or not. I have no idea. I don't know. I talked to Scott. I forget to ask. And there you go. But we'll do it.
Yes.
We'll do it all over again tomorrow night. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time if you're on the East Coast. And if you're unlucky enough to be out west, you're 6 o'clock.
All right. Well, that sounds great.
Okay, kids.
I hope that you guys will all call in and keep Doll and I company.
All right.
I'm going to the window and look up in the sky, so I'll see you.
Okay.
Good night.
Be safe, guys.
Good night.
Good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night.